So if I smack you now, then what? I was
Sure that weren't you, yo.
No, I promise you it weren't
me.
I had somewhere to be.
Slap it on the what?
Yeah.
I slap it on relax.
Pussy on.
We flash relax in their face. We just flash relax in
their face. I strangle it. 90% of the population of the UK can finish a big family pack of blue Doritos on their own. Easily.
You've just admitted that's
a confession. That's a confession.
And to finish off, that means you're putting your whole hand in wrist. That means you got the dust of the Doritos around your wrist. And that's,
damn right.
No. So you're saying,
if I'm home alone in my dressing gown,
oh no.
And my vest and my boxes.
So it's falling into your belly button. Dorito crumbs in your belly button.
There's just crumbs everywhere. Yo, what's going on, people, and welcome back to the Koppo Show. Formerly known as the Koppo Podcast, I go by the name of Big Geordie Jords. I'm currently standing in as these two's parental guardian.
That's how you're introducing Rad. How many weeks? 2 weeks to really formulate something, really put something new together for the viewers. They haven't seen us in ages.
It's down to finish.
Yeah,
but I mean, to be fair, you know, having spoken to both of your mums, they've obviously signed papers for me to look after
to you.
When they're not around.
You can barely look after yourself, so I don't think anyone ever signed over. Furthermore, I'm a grown man. He's a grown man.
We don't need you.
Yeah, we don't need your help. If any, you need help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chaperone.
So when's the last time you both wet yourself?
What? What kind of question is that?
What?
I don't know.
If we're talking about grown men, when's the last time you both wet yourself?
I can't remember.
Wet the bed.
I can't remember.
Yes.
I think I was definitely wet the bed this year. Yes. I know bed wetter when I see
it.
Feels definitely wet the bed this year.
We're talking 30 plus years.
He's come home drunk one day, a lot of rain in his belly. He's just gone straight to bed. He hasn't taken off any clothes. And he's wet the bed.
So it's a double whammy.
Pissing up the bed.
It's a double
whammy.
In jeans.
You know that's a new low, isn't it? Yeah, it's crazy.
Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
Yeah, it's your boy Fear and the one you'll come to see, man.
Yeah, so we've been off, unfortunately, for, 3 weeks?
Yeah, by the time this will come out, it'll be 3 weeks.
Yeah, and that's a shame. And it has nothing to do with me, I'll be honest with you.
It definitely does.
Definitely think we had a Saturday that you just come in the group just saying, oh shit, it's over. And Ben knows, and Els knows, when Jordan comes into the chat, it's over.
Okay.
And then he won't say nothing for about 2 hours after. And Els will be like, why is it over, Jords? Can't do it, man. Can't do it. Got this, got that. And we just have to move on.
Okay, but it was over because it was over from you, because you took 4 hours to get here.
It's been a domino
so
effect.
So you fucked us
but
over.
I feel like there's been a combination of things.
From the O2 thing, I think it's more your fuck up. I can't really blame him for.
Here we go.
Yes,
you know that he's
so you two are back in 69. When he went off for three weeks and you two lovers, have been back at it again.
You had a prior engagement that you forgot about, Jordan, and then that was that.
So just accept that you messed up.
Sometimes people make mistakes.
You was in Barbados
for 2 weeks eating what?
Lobster and drinking Bloody Marys.
I don't like Bloody Marys, but I booked that from January, so we had loads of time.
But what I had on Saturday, I booked that from December.
See, and if you know the difference, the difference when I fuck up,
I
have accountability. When he fucks up, he puts us in bed together. That's when you know that you're not well.
No, but it's not because of me. Why are you two sleeping together?
We're not sleeping together.
So you can't put that on me.
We're not sleeping
because
together.
You two fancy each other. You can't put that on
furthermore,
me.
Furthermore, what was you going to drink in the car and I told you, nah, that's you're moving mad.
Whoa. Chat the ting.
Watermelon lime from
What was it?
I'm not gonna unless he wants to say.
To be fair, it's the thing that's currently in Fionn's pocket now.
Oh shit.
So why are you going to
but you were telling Elf to say it.
How you guys been anyway?
How you guys been? He said he wants
saving it for New Year.
Let's
keep that for Patreon. So how you guys been?
Oh, really good. Really good, man.
So how was your holiday, Els?
It was great, you know. Yeah, nice little 2 week break.
That's a long time, you know. That's a proper holiday still. Yeah. 2 week holiday is a long holiday.
Do you know what? Because there's not, like, there's things to do on the island, but for me, for the holiday, I just wanted to just chill out.
Okay, it's one of them ones.
Nothing for like 2 weeks. So I just go beach, restaurant. I went on even like shopping. I didn't want to do that. I literally just wanted to just chill out for 2 weeks. But yeah, no, it was proper.
What would you say is the most memorable thing that happened on the trip?
Memorable?
What do you take away from that trip?
I wouldn't advise this, but at the same time, afterwards, I realized, you know, it was probably an all right experience. But so I went to the beach on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I had a rum. It's called De Niro rum. One of our...
Like Robert De Niro.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's just De Niro. It's from St. Lucia. It's like an 80% rum.
Whoa. So that's mad strong. That's stronger than my nephew.
Yeah. So put it in a punch. So it was like loads of it. I didn't just have the bottle and just chill on the beach. That's mad. I might have gone blind from the amount of alcohol intake. But made a rum punch.
Yeah.
Gone beach.
Yeah.
And you know how rum punch is? Like, it creeps up on you slowly. So maybe by like 6-7 o'clock, I've gone into the sea just to swim.
So you're going into the sea drunk?
I won't burst.
You was, man.
I won't burst. I was like...
Can you swim?
Yeah, I can swim. Yeah, I can swim very well. But like, I'm swimming just up and down.
You see, a drunk child in the sea.
His mum would have been...
Else!
Yeah. Else! Don't go so, you're going to drift off! The current's taking him away. Yeah. But he thinks it's him swimming. So
don't go further than your ankles. No further than your ankles.
You know where the water. Not even to your waist.
Oh, you ain't got your. What's the? Is it the wristband?
The armband.
Yeah, you got the armbands.
Yeah, brilliant.
You take this whistle
and your goggles. You know you can't take the seawater in your eyes.
Blow three times if you're in any danger.
Take this whistle. You've got finished. A carnival whistle around his neck. But yeah, go on.
Sorry.
Anymore? No. You know we have to get out of this.
With just one subscriber, we could really change the trajectory of our lives on this panel. Just one subscribe, that's all we need. So if you could take the time out of your day today, please just hit that subscribe button so we can change our lives and we can really make a living off this, because right now we are losing money by the episode. Thank you. So I'm swimming.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
out there.
That's stupid. And like while I'm swimming, I'm kind of I'm far out. I can hear gospel music, but I'm thinking,
oh no,
I can't. I thought this is the end. Like, I swear.
Take me to the king.
So I'm swimming, but because I'm drunk here.
I said, never would have made it. Never would have made it without you.
But the whole time, yeah.
I was lost it's before.
He's going in and out of the water. Never would have made it. Never would have made it. He's just going in and out of the water, you know?
Oh, my days. Do you know how much gospel songs I'm running on my head right now? Lord, I lift your name on high.
In the middle
Lord,
of the sea.
I love to sing your praise. If you're hearing gospel in a near-death experience, you know it's time to go.
But because I'm drunk here, genuine. Oh, shit, you're hearing things. Like, you're going mad.
Oh, you wouldn't.
No, I genuinely was... Really? Like, I genuinely thought this is season finale, like it's done kind of thing. So I'm kind of like I'm treading water.
What was you doing? Backstroke? What kind of swimming technique was you
just
using?
Like front stroke. And then when I heard the music under the water, then I've come up, I thought, no, this is mad. Like, I can hear gospel, but I'm birds. So I've like quickly swum back to shore.
But I think for like, maybe, I can't like, maybe for about 30 seconds to a minute, I thought, oh shit, like,
you thought,
I might be passing. You're the trumpets. I might be crossing over to the other side. But when I got back to the beach, back by like the deck chairs or whatever, they've got an open air church right next to the right next to the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, oh shit. No. Like I actually thought.
You actually thought so the alcohol was playing. You thought the alcohol was playing.
I thought this is my time.
What was
like,
you that far out?
To be
hearing
kinda far out.
Like your feet couldn't touch the floor.
No, my feet couldn't touch the floor.
Shit.
So I genuinely thought I was hearing things.
I could never, like, honestly, I could never go into the ocean.
Yeah.
And my feet not touch the ground. That's instant panic.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can't swim. You no.
I'm genuinely shocked.
No chance. Come on, guys. No.
In primary school, no. I learned how to swim.
No.
I'm genuinely shocked.
No. In primary school, no. So we had the shit group, the middle group,
yeah,
and the experience. I was inexperienced.
Genuinely shocked by that. Where do you go learn? Like Crystal Palace.
No, we was in Brixton, innit? So you went to
Brixton Rec.
Not Brixton Rec.
Brixton. How many people from Brixton can swim?
Streatham. Oh, when it was a swimming pool.
Streatham, okay. Yeah.
One swimming pool in Brixton.
No, but we was based in Brixton.
The closest thing I know to up to Brixton is Clapham Lido.
You're down. No one went learning in Lido.
Yeah.
I was learning. I learned, man.
Not fair enough.
I learned in primary school still.
But yeah, that
so
was.
So you can swim? No.
Yeah, I'm decent still. I'm not like peak.
This is the first time I've ever heard you say you could swim.
We haven't had a conversation much.
No, but we've all been on holiday.
Holiday, we wouldn't swim though.
Yeah, but we talk about sports and activities and stuff.
But swimming
and
you haven't mentioned
swimming. Wait, exactly. Did we not go to a pool party?
Why would we be swimming in the pool party? Anyone that goes to a pool party and swimming is mad. Let's be honest.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
You wouldn't be in
the pool. Why do black people do that, though? They should get in the pool.
It's not really off. To be honest, when I went to Caribana, I saw people in the pool. That's the first time I've ever seen it.
Did you get in the pool?
No. Because that's not really. I've got clothes on. I'm not going to take off my clothes and have a swim. That's mad.
Okay.
But yeah, so yeah, Barbados was good.
Yeah, no, really good. Highly recommend it. I tell you lot to. I think, yeah, you lot should go. Maybe for like a week, though. I wouldn't do 2 weeks if it's your first time.
Why?
Sorry, I'm shocked at the fact that you can't swim, Fiona.
I'm not going to subject myself to your opinions. So I can swim and that's that.
You can do lengths.
Maybe about two.
That's not good.
Is that not swimming?
Yeah.
But wait, so you can go, yeah.
Without putting
non-stop.
Your feet on the floor?
Yeah.
So, non-stop?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can go from one end back.
And another. And I'll probably start getting a bit tired.
No chance. No flipping chance.
I'm genuinely shocked at that, though.
When's the last time you done that?
I'd say when I went...
1995?
No. Probably about last year. And when I went to Barcelona, I was doing a couple of lengths as well.
In the hotel?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, can. I'm good at backstroke and I'm good at... these ones.
Yeah, of course he's good at backstroke.
Well done. But yeah, no, obviously I went away as well. But another incident happened as well.
That was a part of the reason why we didn't record as well, guys. Just for an hour.
I went away,
I even forgot about that because that weekend was actually, you know, a weekend of a few days. You know, there was Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And unfortunately, we couldn't have.
Yeah, I was busy.
So we had to wait another week.
Yeah, but we're
so
here now.
Again, that's not my fault, is it?
Cause, I know, but
because I was ready, I was available.
The catalyst.
The initial one, you.
Yeah.
Because you forgot your prior engagement.
Okay. But then we planned to film on that weekend when he went swanning off again. See, there's a pattern here. Last minute bookings.
No, but you can't allow him to get away.
It's his fault. Sits down on lastminute.com and he looks for late night people in late bonanza deals.
But anyway, I went to Croatia with work. Obviously, we go on a few incentives a year. And, you know, remember last time I told you about there was a situation?
With the gay guy?
No. Remember about the mixed race guy?
When they called you down to be the entertainment for them?
No, they didn't call me down.
No.
So come on, guys, man.
No, but they did.
I'll let you finish the story.
No one called me down to be any entertainment.
No, they did.
They didn't. No.
No, you were in bed.
You didn't let me say my story.
No, but you was in bed.
No, yeah. No.
No, but
I went.
We've got a lot of new.
They know.
No.
Just give a summary.
Just give a summary.
Just give a quick summary for the people that haven't seen it.
Be honest.
Everyone had stepped out. I was sleeping, woke up, joined the party late. Everyone was drunk, more than I was. Then the incident happened that I don't really want to talk about again.
Yeah.
And I left.
You was in bed. They called you. They said, "Yo, where's the black clown?" You came downstairs. They racially abused you, and you sort of gone to Heyo.
Into Heyo.
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 Heyo ain't solving nothing.
if you got a problem at work and you're even in high Heyo.
Heyo's gonna say yes.
That's gonna be an undelivered message.
Yeah. Oh, is that right, Phil? Is it? Oh, they said that, did they?
Heyo.
Not talking to a damn person.
No.
But yeah, so imagine now, yeah. So we've gone out. And obviously, unfortunately, there was a situation. So there was a situation that occurred where there was a fight on the island 2 weeks before we got there. And the police basically put a lock on music past a certain time.
Where were you as well?
In Hvar, in Croatia. Very beautiful place.
Okay.
Very, very beautiful place. And anyway now, so we went out after the Anthony Joshua fight. Obviously, we all know what happened there.
Yeah.
And then we found like a silent disco. So you know where it's a disco, but you have to wear headphones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've gone there now. The vibes is nice. And then a clock, like some guy, looks like European, yeah? Like he starts filming, man. Like puts his phone in man's face. I'm like, hold on a second. What the hell is going on here? So I'm looking at him. And I said, all right, cool. I don't know this guy. He's filming me.
What color is he?
He's European. He's a white European guy. So then I get my phone out and I start filming him to the point where he starts to feel uncomfortable. So then his friend comes over and then they're like, oh, like, why are you filming? I said, I'm filming him the exact same reason why he's filming me. So then he's like, oh, like, sorry kind of thing, innit? And he was like, oh, no, you look like my friend. And I said, no. You're not going to do that today, bro. Like, you don't know me. Don't start filming people just because they look. He's basically filming because I'm a black guy.
Yeah,
and he knows a black guy.
Does he speak English?
Very minimal.
Okay.
How was he speaking?
I'm not gonna repeat, cause that's gonna be it's fucked. But yeah, I'm not gonna repeat. I'm not gonna repeat how he sounded, but he spoke poor English, innit?
Mm-hmm. No, but it's just
No. You can understand what someone that doesn't speak good English from Europe sounds like. You give us an example.
No, but I... No.
Come on.
I'm asking you.
No. You give us...
No, but I don't know what he said. What did he say?
I've just said.
What did he say?
He said, no, you look like someone. I know. So I was like, who? Like, what are you doing? Then I started filming him to the point where he started getting uncomfortable. And I said, look, don't put your camera in my face because you don't know me kind of thing, innit? Move away from me. So then he kind of...
And what did he say? What? Come, fight.
No. He knew.
Black fight.
Not black fight. Why would he say black fight? He's stupid. But then that kind of pissed me off. And then I just kind of said... Like, I stayed, but I just said, no, nah, like...
That, kind of ruin your night.
Huh?
Kind of ruin your night.
Mm-mm. It didn't, you know. Because I kind of put him in his place straight away, innit?
Oh, okay.
But if someone just randomly starts filming you and you're in a foreign country, you're instantly going to feel uncomfortable, innit? You don't know the person.
Yeah.
And it's a random man.
Yeah.
I film, I've got the video. I'm going to even put the video up. I'll show you the video. I went right up in his face to the point where like, I was moving mad.
Yeah.
Like my phone, my camera was touching his nose.
You can edit.
I'll be honest, bro. Like you might have to sort of go into the. Like you might have to go to Africa.
It's in the motherland.
I was in there. Look.
Okay, this is kind of mad.
See what I'm saying? See that's what was going on.
Yeah. No. You might have to go to Kenya.
Why Kenya?
Because there's a lot of black people there. Because there's more black. Like you need to be around like your people. Like, because you're not protected. You've gone to Croatia, and you've been done over.
Not done over.
It was a setup.
No, not done over. But it was great experience. I recommend it. You should go.
But you said, was it a festival? Or was
Do
it
you know
just...
what? I think it is.
What? I know.
That's your work, mates.
What, you think they set him up?
Every time you travel with them.
Something happens.
Something racial happens.
You might need to go with, like, a plus one.
Yeah.
So... We've started something that I like that you kicked off, Els, and I want you lot to think about this. So, top three, yeah?
Yeah.
So, I was thinking about it. What would you say is the top three crisps in the UK? The top three crisps. Now, before you say, think. Uh-huh. I'm going to say my statement one that I don't care what anyone says. This for me. Is the best crisp in the UK. Thai sweet chicken McCoy's. That one there is serious.
No, man.
What?
I'll take the salt and vinegar ones over those.
Over Thai sweet?
Yeah,
you're mad.
I think the best one is Blue Doritos. That one.
Top three crisps.
Top three. And I told you why.
Court original.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why that's mad, yeah? Mm. It's because you can accidentally finish the big packet without knowing.
That's gluttony. If a man just then.
I can guarantee you 90% of the population of the UK can finish a big family pack Blue Doritos on their own. Easily.
You've just admitted
that's a confession.
And to finish off, that means you're putting your whole hand in wrist. That means you've got the dust of the Doritos around your wrist. And that's,
damn right.
No. So you're saying...
If I'm home alone in my dressing gown...
Oh no.
My vest and my boxes.
So it's falling into your belly button. Dorito crumbs in your belly button.
There's just crumbs everywhere. That's a serious crisp.
Do you know what? I'm just going to go McCoy's Ready Salted.
Very good one. McCoy's Ready Salted.
You can't go wrong with
it. Wait, McCoy's Ready Salted over McCoy's Salt and Vinegar?
Yeah. I do like salt and vinegar, but Ready, like, you can't go wrong.
That one's good.
You can't go wrong. Like, you actually can't.
Yeah,
You can't go wrong. That's my personal favourite. That's what I like.
What about you, Ben?
Thai sweet chili, then salt and vinegar, then cheese and onion.
Crisps.
I don't like cheese and onion crisps, you know.
I like them, but it makes your breath smell.
Yeah, you're there still. Yeah. Original Hula Hoops is a classic.
But there's one that everyone's missing, though.
What?
The Thai chili
sensations.
That's
top three.
That's serious.
That feels like premium crisp.
It is premium crisp. That's Walker's high end. Walkers.
And I'll be honest, there's another one, you know, that again, it's very easy to finish the whole large...
Not Frazzles.
No.
Frazzles. Frazzles. Frazzles is bottom three. Frazzles is bottom three.
No, it's not a Frazzles
team. Bacon flavours.
No, it's not a Frazzles team.
Wrinkly crisp. Frazzlers.
But there's actually like a... There's another one that's very easy to finish. And the big one.
What?
Pringles.
Oh, do you know what?
I I know that everyone here...
He's just blowing your one out of the park, by the way. Twice.
I forgot everyone here has finished a whole tube of Pringles.
Yeah, a million percent.
Everyone's in my lowest times.
My hands stuck to the
pump. I've done it in my best times.
Well, you've got to pay it up.
I've done it through the good and the bad.
Pringles are very Moorish though.
Yeah.
I don't know what they put on it. Like, I actually don't know what they put in it. Why?
Yeah, it's got cracking, ain't it?
I can't stop.
What flavour though? What flavour Pringles?
I like ready salt.
Ready salt and this
cream. Sour cream.
I don't like those. I like salt and vinegar still.
You like salt and vinegar?
Yeah.
No, I'm not really a salt and vinegar man.
And I'll be honest, yeah, this one's mad basic. I might get some in the shop. But it still slaps.
What, you want Pringles?
Yeah.
The addiction.
Walker's ready salted.
No, I don't think they're dead.
They're not dead.
Walker's cheese and onion is better than that.
No.
What? The no, blue pack?
No,
I prefer
no.
ready salted. No, ready salted.
Yeah, ready salted all day.
Man, ready, Walker, I do ready like cheese and onion. It's like a ham sandwich.
You like all the breath smelling crisps. No.
Those are the ones with flavor. I'm telling you, Thai sweet. Is it
what's our top three then? Because I'll say Thai sweet chili chicken.
Blue Doritos.
No.
I don't think that makes the top three.
I think Walker's.
By the way, when this airs,
yeah,
there's gonna be uproar.
Yeah. But they're not gonna
Blue Doritos. I don't think that's top three. You fix this now.
You fix it.
I don't think that's top three.
Thai sweet chili chicken, sensations, and I'm saying
No,
I'm not putting Hula Hoops. I'm not putting Thai sweet chili. Pringles
chicken
has to be there.
Thai sweet chili is better than cool three Doritos.
No, fucking Thai sweet chili.
What? That's one of the best crisps about.
No, it's not. It's not.
You're mad. No, it's not. Justice for that crisp there. Elves, come on, man. Thai sweet chili.
No.
I wouldn't put it at number one, though. I put top three, but I'm putting Pringles.
But I'm not having blue Doritos in there. Because the
Flaming Hot Monster Munch.
That's dead.
Oh my.
I haven't had that in so long, so I couldn't.
Ben, that's a serious crisp.
No.
Flaming Hot Monster Munch.
So you're putting as your top. That's your best crisp. Flaming Hot Monster Munch.
Alright, let's do this then. Yeah?
One each.
Yeah?
Top
no, 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 we'll do this, yeah. We all have our own top three, and we'll let the viewers vote who had the best top three. But I know my top three is slapping.
I'm going to read you lot what the top seven crisps are afterwards. All right, cool.
So my top three, make sure you lot got your top three now in your heads, yeah? Thai sweet chili chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Sensations.
Yeah.
And I'll say, for a staple piece, I'm going to go Pringles ready salted. All right. Those are my three elite. I could go to the shop and buy all three and be happy.
Okay. Mine is Blue Doritos, Flaming Hot Monster Munch, and Chili Sensations.
I didn't even know Monster Munch was still in business.
Yeah.
Pringles, the green one, Ready Salted McCoy's, and then the Thai Sweet Chili.
Okay, so Thai Sweet Chili is number one, then.
Yeah.
No.
We've all said the same thing.
No, I don't.
Oh,
I said Chili Sensations.
So what's the top three selling?
Walker's Cheese and Onion.
I told you!
Number two is going to spin you. Monster Munch Beef.
That is, no, let's see, a lot of men.
I don't, yeah, I don't think.
No, that one's dead, man.
No, a lot of people like that, though.
I haven't had that.
I'd rather the pickle one before the beef.
And then the third one is Walker's Salt and Vinegar.
Bad man, Chris.
Cheese and Onion, serious, though.
But that's the top three.
I'm telling you,
why do you like all those?
Cheese and onion. Nah, man, it's
but
good,
I
man.
Know at your desk at lunchtime, you're stinking up the office.
No,
a
no.
million percent.
Cheese and onion.
And then you're going and chatting in bare man's face.
Nah. Always have
a Gary.
Well. Why would I be speaking to Gary?
Oh, Gaz.
You're dumb. Anyway, else?
Do you know what? It's a continuation from the EastEnders question because we got a lot of, there was that uproar afterwards where we missed out a lot of people. So I think I'm going to load up the names that was mentioned the most in the comments.
On the comments?
Yeah.
Dawn.
I saw Dawn like, but I don't know what Dawn looks like. I don't.
But you had to be from a certain generation to understand about Dawn.
Wait, hold on.
You're going to get Dawn.
No, this was the first one on the
Zoe Ball. I shouted out Zoe.
Did you say Zoe?
I gave her an honourable mention. But she's not better than Ronnie.
I can't see shit. I need to get my glasses on.
She's not better than Ronnie.
She ain't better than Ronnie.
Oh, get her off the screen, man.
But that better people were saying that.
Yeah, but them people must have been drunk. Because just looking at her now, you don't look at her and think sexiest on the square. No, I'm not having her. I'm not having her still. Yeah, see? I'm agreeing, Ben. I agree.
Proper look at this.
Use her mum, Kat.
Yeah, exactly. Mum is better.
Alright.
They thought they were sisters, innit?
Yeah. You're not my mum, yes I am.
Was Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn's, that's a good woman. That's a good woman. See that one there, and bottom, middle L's. Middle.
What, this one?
They're smiling. I'm like that. Yeah. She just looks like she's got a mixed race child named Jaden. That's what she looks like in that picture.
No, she looks, yeah. I get it, but
yeah, she looks like she, yeah.
That's not, I don't think that's top though.
It is, it's up there. In on the show, it was great. She was young and thriving.
Oh, you're right.
No, she was Dawn.
You stopped saying her name. I was just saying, but the way you
talk, people was mentioning
about her.
You used
to jerk off over these things.
No, I didn't jerk off. That's mad. No, shut him up.
Just dun, 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 dun. Yeah,
Everyone was saying this woman, Priya.
Priya?
Nah, man. Is there tech new Priya? Oh, that one looks good. Yeah, that one. She looks pretty.
I don't know why it's not legendary.
I don't remember her.
No, this is. I think this is after we stopped watching it. You know.
Who's that she's standing next to?
I don't even know.
See, this is new EastEnders. This is new plate EastEnders.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about Priya. We already said Tanya.
What's this, Gen Z EastEnders?
Yeah, I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, we already said Tanya.
Wait, show me Tanya again. No, Tanya was clean.
Clean, man. Yeah, she was maxed on her dirty.
Why'd she come back?
She must have.
We all agreed on Tanya.
That picture down there is horrible.
But this one?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, she looks
after Max done her over, man. I think that's after the Christmas special.
Then there was Ruby. I don't know who that is.
That's what you said.
No. Yeah, I didn't say Ruby. Friend.
Oh, who's this? These are new plate people, though.
Looks like some girl in college with.
She looks like she was in like a kids show or something.
I feel like she must have been in something. She looks mad familiar. But this is what the people are saying, Ruby. Is Ruby?
Oh, actually, no, wait. I think I do remember Ruby, actually.
I don't.
And she had like a little Cockney voice kind of, innit?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
And then who else was they saying? They said Suki. I didn't know.
Suki?
Yeah.
Suki Hana.
No, I don't think she'd be casted for
Suki.
Yeah, I don't think that. Oh.
Right, okay. So some people. So that tells me that that clip reached another demographic. That clip reached a demographic of,
you know what?
It reached the whole of the UK.
And I think we should end it there.
Yeah. If that's what people are calling top three.
To be honest, after that, it was just Stacey Slater. Like,
but we mentioned that. We gave her honourable mention.
But yeah, that clip. Cool. Yeah, now we've gone back through it, and I don't think, have any of them made the top?
I think Dawn over Kat. I'm willing to take Kat out for Dawn. Dawn is obviously not happy. No, but Dawn is better than Kat.
No.
Dawn is.
Kat. Everyone said Kat.
No, man.
Everyone said Kat.
Kat is a slag, man. Slagger.
You don't know about Dawn?
I do.
I'm sticking with Kat.
Yeah. It's got to be
Kat. Kat over Dawn.
It's got to be Kat.
It's a good woman.
It's got to be Kat.
People in the comments, yeah, just to conclude this EastEnders wrap up, Dawn or Kat? And we're going to have a poll on this as well. We'll pick Dawn or Kat because I know what is good food and that's not good food. That's a takeaway. Dawn is a high class
she's just
meal
on like
in
four,
the blue pig,
like four.
Isn't it, Ben?
Yeah. But yeah, no, I just thought, let's just go back over it.
Fair.
Just to...
George.
Lately I've got a new obsession, to be fair, but I think this one's probably been like one of my longest ones.
Okay, what's up now?
and it's been with wild animals. Like, I've been doing like a lot of research on
animal porn.
Oh no, you can get locked up.
Yeah, you know you can seize your laptop. You know you can seize your laptop.
You just... Yeah, no, you can get locked up for that. I don't know what the sentence is.
Is it?
But that's a serious thing. What's my man?
Animal porn.
That what got arrested the other day. What on BBC.
It's here. Show him that. Send him that article. Put it in the chat.
No, but he was looking at more explicit things. But I feel like it's the same path. Like,
yeah,
like,
and I don't think you want to bring that up on here.
Yeah, no, because
he's going to go down for a very long time.
He's going to.
He's looking at a serious time.
Yeah, he's looking.
Who are you talking about?
I'm not even repeating. No,
someone's been locked up.
It's really. He's not been locked out. He's been given a suspended sentence, but it's really, really bad. But he's been taking part in his.
Oh, he's been taking part.
Yeah.
What, filming himself?
I don't know the ins and outs.
Let's not speak about this.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Oh my god.
Run over the topic.
Shit. Yeah. What's going on? So what have you been addicted to?
Yeah, so I've been doing like loads of research on wild animals. Yeah, because I just find it so magic, like how animals survive.
What's
like,
roaming?
No, like they just survive. Like, so like for example, like if we need to eat, we'll go and buy food or we'll make something. But animals actually, like, they hunt and they kill and they, and I think like, that's just mad. So, I was thinking, if I was a wild animal, what would I be?
What would you be?
What gets food easily? Like, I need an easy life.
See,
none of them get easily.
I want you lot to answer.
But what are we basing this off of, though?
Just
animals
like,
that we fuck with.
Yeah.
And it has to be wild.
Yeah. What would you want to be? Like a wild animal?
I think what I've seen when I watch the nature shows that I rate is like a wolf. Like they always roll in a pack and it's always they kind of roll together.
Mm.
When it comes to the kill, they all share the food. If I'm in a pack of wolves, I think I'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
They and when they're in like the cold, they all kind of cuddle up together so they keep warm. Being a pack, being a wolf will be calm, I reckon. Yeah, a wolf. That's what I'd be.
Else?
Can't say frog.
Frog.
What is that fucking frog gonna do?
Can't say frog.
Stay in the water.
Just stay in the water. Just show my hat off.
Maybe like a black panther or something.
A black panther?
Yeah.
But you see like animals like...
They seem quite smart as well.
Well, cats like panthers, cheetahs, leopards and that, yeah?
Yeah.
They don't really roll in packs.
No,
they're on their own team.
Yeah, so like...
I don't mind my own company.
So like, I would be a lion, yeah? Because lions are peak. Like, you know, like they form... Well, the male lions, yeah, they form like coalitions, yeah? So like, for example, say like there was five brothers, yeah? Like born from a litter. They will grow up, yeah, and form a coalition. And then they
he's definitely
and
done
then,
his research.
And then they would roll research. Round you.
Jordan's not using that word off his own back.
Like they roll round you, and definitely then they take over territory.
Explain coalition for us. I can't believe you just tried to drop that word and think we're just gonna go around that. We said,
yeah,
the thing is, he even said it like he was on one of them shows. He said, five male lions born in a pack. From a coalition and take over West Africa.
No, that's what it's called. Like,
they'll be in the Sahara Desert like taking
it's called,
over.
It's a coalition.
That's what they're called.
Yeah, so basically, like they don't roll around
together.
No, they do, but they're not called like a pride. So a pride is basically is like a group of females and cubs.
And then a man.
Yeah. No.
What, a man's not part of a pride?
No, he's not part of the pride. So basically, like the pride is literally it's like the females. So the coalitions, yeah, could have like power over say like three different prides in three different territories.
Okay.
Yeah, and what they do is
like a gang.
Yeah. I said they go in and they breed with all of those females. I was like, for example, in the pride, all the females, yeah, take care of all the cubs.
Yeah.
So like for example, if there's three sisters and they've all had cubs, then they'll all just like
live
just help
together.
Out, innit?
Yeah.
But the more time, the fathers don't know who the real father is But as long as they came from the same like coalition,
same dad,
it's fine. Yeah. But
so that is the nephew or could be my son.
Okay. But if a coalition is going to take over another pride year, that another
male's about.
Yeah. Then they'll run that male out. Yeah.
But rush him.
Yeah. Either kill him or run him out. But then they kill his cubs.
That makes sense.
That's kind of mad.
Yeah, it's mental.
Yeah, it's bloodline, isn't it? Like that couple grow up and be an op.
Like that's the hardest thing for me to deal with, you know. Like when I'm watching this, that's what gets me.
Oh, the cubs get.
I'm like, guys, come on, guys,
they give
adopt them, guys, adopt. Like that's the hardest part that gets me. Like when I watch it, I think
they build a proper story.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
But you know what's so mad? Yeah, so there's this Insta page that I follow. It's called Wild Free Lions, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they literally, like, they're based in, like, Kenya and South Africa, yeah. Mm. So, in, like, the Maasai Mara. But they cover, like, all of the different lions and coalitions and prides in the Maasai Mara. So, they give you, like, updates on the ones that are beefing and being run out.
Oh, sure.
And when they die and things like that.
How do you even keep tabs on all of them?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know it's, like, a massive, is it called a plane?
Yeah. Cause when you think about it, yeah, like remember, like these guys, like they go out daily anyway, innit? On safaris.
Yeah.
So when they go out, then they'll just take videos and stuff.
Yeah.
All there's videographers, all there's like
they track them though, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
They put like a little decoy camera. They might be like a fake cub amongst the cubs. And they just kinda make the cub blend in. I've seen that a couple of times.
No, but I don't think they do that here. Like it's too mad. it's too mad. Like it's,
so you're following a family right now.
Yeah. So there's a coalition. They're called the Black Rock, on the Black Rock Males.
What did you say this Instagram was called as well? I might actually follow it.
Wild Free Lions.
Wild Free Lions.
It will take you like a while, like to get up to date, like you
might to catch up to on old like, episodes.
Yeah, like you might have to spend like a couple days, like just going through the old
videos.
Things. Yeah, but there's this one lion that I really like, that, and I want to go to Kenya to see him.
What?
He's called he's called Lokolup.
Why? Are you? Whoa! What's
no, that? he's just a proper lion. Like he's a good guy.
Lokolup.
Yeah.
So you want to now go to Kenya to visit a lion you don't know?
I know he would genuinely be excited.
I swear down.
On the little buggy.
100%.
Kowaluk would be like, right, food, yes, yes.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes.
He wouldn't.
Yes. Guyanese food. Guyanese food.
Mutton.
Guyanese roti. Guyanese roti.
Yeah. Yes.
You're dumb. Oh my days. No, but I'm going to look into that wild for you because I like that animal stuff as well. Yeah. But yeah, Els, I think it's time for Copper News, man.
Ben, if you could cue the music. And we're back. Ear to the Streets news. It's with a heavy heart I must announce that old Jamaica ginger beer will no longer be sold in the UK.
What are you talking about?
Thank God.
When the fuck did that come out?
God for that.
Huh?
Look.
What? Old D&G? Jamaica
is bidding farewell.
Oh my God, that's my favourite drink.
They said after
God, the sales were too low.
It's just pure.
No, don't want that shit anymore.
Wait. D&G ginger beer is gone.
Old Jamaica ginger beer.
Oh my days. When did they decide that?
Said, after years of spoiling your taste buds with quintessential zing of Jamaica, it's time to move on.
To where?
It was quite vague. But I thought I should come here and tell you as our
Jamaican national. That actually used to be my favourite drink.
No, I know it's
before,
your favourite. Before what?
The sugar tax came in. The sugar tax made it a bit dead. That's probably why the sales went low. They needed that natural sweetness. They started putting syrup instead of sugar.
It's different. I didn't really drink it.
I loved it.
That much.
But the Supermalt ginger beer, have you had that?
Yeah, no, I have. That's nice, actually.
I'm not really a ginger beer kind of guy.
Supermalt ginger beer.
Because I don't like Supermalt. I was
I had low expectations.
That one.
But when
there,
I tried the ginger beer,
it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it was going off.
Supermalt ginger beer is good.
Yeah, going off. But yeah, I don't know if it was a PR stunt or what, but I saw it on Instagram. It said that they're bidding farewell.
Why do you follow Old Jamaica Ginger Beer's Instagram?
I know it popped up.
Oh,
popped up. You know how Instagram's
random,
and it must know that I'm friends with you. And they know that I'm going to come. I'm going to come here and let you know that Old Jamaica is no longer selling ginger beer anymore.
What you got for us?
I got bear stuff and I've been writing it down for ages. A Florida couple was followed and ambushed outside of their home after winning $3,000 jackpot in Tampa in Florida?
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so basically, they were set up outside their house. We'll put the video up for you lot, afterwards. And they were held at gunpoint and robbed for their $3,000.
Okay, so someone saw them win it.
There's bare questions I have.
Yeah, because someone gave the lowdown on them.
Did someone in like, because I think you're meant to collect that. You're meant to actually just go to the, is it corner store or wherever?
It was an inside job.
Yeah. Or was you bragging on Facebook or wherever?
It's an inside job.
Saying, I just won the lottery. Because these people are laying, you lot see the video. They're laying on the floor, scared.
You normally get it up for us.
Do you know what? It's a screenshot and it wasn't like saying I'm not in US territory, so I won't play the video.
Oh.
On Fox News. But yeah, I'll show you that afterwards if I can. And then,
if I win the lottery, I ain't telling no one.
No, me neither.
No, I'm going quiet. But I feel like there'll be signs.
Yeah.
All of us would give off.
Like you'll see me in a Rolls Royce Cullinan, and then I'll be like, yo man, what are you doing on Saturday? I'm having a barbecue.
Yeah. George finally has the barbecue.
Yeah.
See me, I'll just.
But the postcode, it will be somewhere mad. QZ10 1IP. It will be somewhere mad. Like.
Yeah, I think there'd definitely be signs.
Yeah, now me, I know how I'll do. I reckon after a while, I'll just start talking mad on my Instagram story. You're all peasants.
No, peasants.
No, that's you are peasants.
No, you'll get robbed.
Peasants. Yeah, no, come find me then. Come find me.
And a lot of people know where.
Come find me. So I promise you. I'm not even in the ends, no.
No, you'll get robbed.
I'm even in the ends, no.
And if they're not getting you, they're getting Jaden.
I'm not even in the ends.
And the thing is, and when they catch you, they'll make you look like a pussy. they have you laying down on the floor like that.
No, you can't talk like that to people just because you are money. That's
I'll be honest. You know, I've been playing it the last few Fridays. But I'll tell you
from
why.
The book is the lottery.
No, but I'll tell you why.
You're filling out lottery tickets.
I'll tell you why though. Yeah, because in the mornings, yeah, when I'm driving, sometimes I listen to the TalkSport.
Yeah.
And on the advert gets me.
What, the National Lottery advert?
Tonight the jackpot is £107 million. I say, and then I start thinking about all the things that I do. But the thing is though, I try to think about all the nice things that I do first, you know, in the hope that God's listening to my thoughts. And he says,
he's going
to
bless you.
And he said, you know
the
what?
The things he needs.
I'm going to bless him because he's going to bless all these people.
But you know gambling's a sin, isn't it?
So sex before marriage.
Yeah, well, we all do different sins.
And you know that. What else you got for ourselves?
I'm just saying, you know, God ain't gonna
bless
a gambler. Yeah. Like, oh, you're dealing with that.
And he ain't gonna bless no.
Yeah,
no,
well, he won't.
He ain't gonna bless no fucky.
A self-proclaimed Gaza girl is asking members of the public to donate up to 50...
Gaza as in Jamaica Gaza.
Yeah, your Gaza.
Vibes Cartel Gaza Nation.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what she's calling herself. Gaza girl.
Okay.
To donate up to $1,500 to assist her to purchase a ticket to attend Vibes Cartel's Freedom Street concert this New Year's Eve.
Fair enough.
Do you know what?
You can't blame her.
Because she's clearly from the Gaza. Let me see if I can get the picture. You look at her, innit?
Yeah.
She's, from the trenches.
Yeah.
I understand why she's making this plea.
Says Gaza.
It's just twist up.
Yeah.
I understand why she's making that plea, but would you not go to the concert?
If I could, 100%.
If I win the lottery, But we're all going. VIP tickets.
But you know what's mad about it though? It's gonna be too crazy that over in Jamaica. Like people don't understand what that whole island's gonna be mad.
Bart says he wants to go.
Yeah.
You should go with him.
Nah, I ain't going with him. I know it'll be like carnival for like a week. It'll be on New Year's Eve. Vibes Quartel concert in Kingston. Come on, man.
If I win the lottery, I'll get us. I'll get us 20 security guards.
We probably wouldn't even
be. Eastern Europeans as well.
We ain't going.
Why did you put it? Say Eastern Europeans.
We're not going. If that's what we've, the hope that we've got, Jordan, betting on Talk Sport Radio's lottery for us to go to Vibes Cartel's concert, we ain't going.
So you wouldn't come?
If you had the opportunity,
I would definitely go.
But the chances...
You quit your job to go to Jamaica and flag.
Why would you have the Jamaican flag? Like Vibes Cartel. You know, like the band. It's got a bit over the top.
With the flap.
Yeah, you've got a bit over
the top. Like a pirate.
He would only wear red, red, yellow, and green for the whole holiday.
Yeah, 100%.
The whole holiday.
I'll walk around like this and walk sideways. Just the whole time, just sideways stepping.
But yeah, that's been this week's Into the Streets news. We'll catch you again next week.
Cool. All right, cool. So today we're going to be discussing, in terms of our stories, companies that we've blacklisted for whatever reason. So there's opportunity for us to vent and express why we will never deal with this company again. And we'll get the jury to vote who they think had the worst experience. Who wants to start?
I'll go first.
Yeah, go on.
And this place, I'll be honest with you, it don't matter how many times you want to change a name.
We know.
I still ain't coming back to this place. Lotus Bar in Clapham.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Lotus Bar in Clapham. The grief that woman used to give
Who is that woman?
I think she was the owner. I've never not lied. As the owner, you can't be so front facing. Because the thing is, what she's doing is she's judging good, hard working
men. You have to have drip.
God fearing.
You have to have drip.
No, sometimes.
Black men.
Sometimes you didn't have to have drip. She just
no. I thought it was drip. Like, no, you just had to,
bro. If she saw you and she thought, yeah, they're gonna come in and spend money tonight.
You're going.
Then you're getting in. I would never forget. And this was the final straw for me. I stood up there in the freezing cold, in the middle of winter. Yeah, midwinter.
and I was getting
closer and closer to the front.
Yeah,
I get to the front finally. The woman says, "Oh, the doors are closed."
Yeah,
but that's nasty. But the icing on the cake was that there was other people that was just coming, yeah, bypassing the queue
and
going straight to the front and going in.
Yeah,
and I said to myself, I'm never, because every time I come here, it's grief.
It's unhealthy.
It's not unhealthy.
Worth it. Yeah, it's unhealthy.
And I was pissed the other day, yeah? It was Javan's birthday, yeah? I was so pissed.
It was Vinny that made us go in there.
I was pissed because you know what, yeah? I didn't know, you know?
Or that was going Lotus?
No. But who was in my car?
Was I in your car?
I think so.
It might have been me, you, and Vinny.
And I was driving back towards Enns.
Yeah.
And you was like, oh, where are we going?
Yeah.
And someone said, oh, we're going, what's it called now?
Soul Lounge.
Yeah. Soul. And I'm like, where's Soul? And someone said, it's the old Lotus Bar. I said, what? I was moaning the whole way there.
We're not going to get in.
I was like, how the hell, yeah, did we end up in
Lotus?
In Seoul.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was a shit show.
Yeah, it was a shit show. Yeah,
it was a shit show.
Made us drink Ray and Nephew instead of tequila shots. Yeah.
I thought your man was burst until I smelled the thing.
No, it was just probably, but it was horrible.
When I smelled the cup, I was like, oh shit, no.
Ray and Nephew's a distinct taste, bro.
Yeah, so yeah.
Lotus Bar's done.
Yeah, just for the simple customer service, like whatever. And you know what? They got what was coming to them. They got shut down.
Yeah, but it's The reviews on Lotus is terrible, though. That woman done a number on a lot of men.
Yeah, she did.
She done me over so many times. I think I got done over at least four times.
So many times. And you see me, I hate shoes.
Yeah.
She would have friends of mine
in
jeans and shoes.
Then it's a couple man that wore jeans and shoes to learn.
How are you going to do that?
Do you know what some man
we're 22.
Keep shoes in their boot. So they can put them on.
Before they bring shoes in their boot, just in case they can't get in.
Yeah, like I said.
She was doing us over, left, right, and centre.
Shoes and jeans.
I don't go there no more, though. That was the last time I went for Javan's birthday.
Yeah, bro, I'm not doing it, bro.
Yeah, no, I had a similar experience. So my place that I would never go to, yeah, but my one was a bit worse. Like, obviously, you see Clapham, it's in the ends. So you can go get disappointed and go back home.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, the man then planned a trip to Manchester, yeah, for Dance and Dean's birthday because they're born on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
We said, all right, we're going to go to Manchester. Where are we going? Club Live. That is like the popping club in Manchester.
Yeah, I heard.
A lot of people go there, innit? But Club Live is one of those places where if you haven't got a table, the chances of you getting in are slim to none. So the situation arose where I said to the man, then, please pattern a table before we go up there because we're traveling far. We're not traveling around the corner. We can't go to Manchester and not have it patterned. Them are saying, yeah, they're working on it. We get there, I ask again, they're like, nah, they're not been responding to the emails. So I said, all right, cool, I'm going to have to take over here. So just say Club Live starts, like, doors open at 11 or 10 or whatever it was. I took a cab to the, as soon as the doors opened, innit? And I spoke to the manager and I was like, look, it's a birthday, joint birthday, want to buy a table. But then he's looked at me and he's like, we ain't got no tables. So I'm in Manchester now.
Yeah.
There's a pattern here.
No, there is. But wait. But where it got worse now, yeah. He said something, yeah. And he wasn't expecting me to react like that.
Yeah.
So then he was like, oh. No. Gotta blank that out then.
My bad.
So then he was like, oh, we do actually have one table, but we reserved that for footballers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, it's a bag five, so don't worry. I said, oh, yeah, cash or card. So he went, huh? I said, cash or card? What do you want? We're here for Manchester, a bag five. Between, I think it was like seven of us, we could handle that.
Yeah.
Bag five, we can do it. So he didn't expect me to do that. So when I said that, he was like, oh, this guy thinks that he's a bit confident in himself kind of thing, innit? Mm-hmm. So he was like, what we'll do, leave your number, we're going to call you, and then you can leave a deposit or something. So I said, all right, cool. But little did I know that him saying that was his way of fobbing me off, because I wasn't leaving, innit?
Yeah.
And there was no one there for me to reject me. So anyway, I've gone back, I've said to the man, them, look, we're going to have to secure something as backup, but they know who I am, I've met the manager, worst case scenario, we go back there and say, look, I spoke to you about the table. We're ready to pay in it. Got the guys now. Come back. The guy, the owner's looked at me and he's looked at the security and gone like this. No, we're not. Them boys ain't getting
in. Is that all
you
done?
He went, no, that's all. And then he walked off.
I know what he done.
No. So... Unfortunately, there probably was something like that going
some
on.
Some racial motivation
black.
Towards
black.
It.
Black.
Why are you saying it in that accent?
Black. They're black.
You're fucked.
Black boys from London.
So I obviously now, I'm not going to lie, my irateness, and I started getting really angry, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So then the security guard was being his spokesperson, innit? So
yeah.
Unfortunately, security guard got the wrath of how I was feeling. So I said, you saw me come here earlier.
Mm.
You know that I've said I'm willing to buy a table. And we've tried to buy a table. You don't answer the phone and you don't respond to emails. But you're telling me everyone's on the guest list. how do you get on this guest list? He said, oh yeah, you got to know promoters. So I said, how do you know a promoter if you don't know the area? We're just trying to enjoy ourselves. We're from London, come up here for a good time. But I'm getting more and more irate.
Was he wearing shoes?
No.
He was wearing shoes. Huh? He was wearing shoes.
I know you was wearing shoes.
I know you, bro.
100%. You don't leave town without shoes. You don't leave town. You don't leave town without shoes.
Guys, stop what you're doing right now. Put down your biscuits and put down that cup of tea. Subscribe to us. Don't just watch us. Subscribe, like, and enjoy the rest of the show.
You would take shoes over trainers. 100%.
But yeah, like they literally rejected us and then like everyone was mad disappointed. So we ended up in like, I think it was at Cirque. But Cirque at Manchester was new them times.
I was going to say they got Cirque in Manchester. I didn't even
know. It just started though. So it wasn't the spot kind of thing. And I was just so angry. And I looked at that guy and I said, you will never see me again. Never. But he probably said,
fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Black cat. Fuck off, black cat.
We need to be better as people, man. Fuck off. We need to be better as people.
But, Fion, you will never see me again. I was like, fuck off. Fuck off, you black cat. Take your 1,500 quid and shove up your arse.
We have the blood. We're gonna have to blow that in.
1,500 quid anyway.
Fucking liar.
Yeah. Take your 1,500 quid and shove it up your ass.
Shove it, go back to London.
Fuck them back down the M6.
You fucking wankers. Toe rags. Alright, what about you, Els?
Oh, for me, Ryanair. They will never, ever.
To be fair, I've had problems with
them. They will never, I will never spend a penny with them ever again. I had like a work trip to Ireland and that was the only
flight,
I could catch for a particular time, particular day. So we was meant to go to Ireland. I've just never met so many disrespectful people consecutively.
That work for the airline.
Yeah, consecutively. Just one after that, everybody was disrespectful. From the check-in to actually, like when you're boarding the plane, all of that. The lady was rude at the desk when we were like getting our boarding passes and all of that. And then I think the main issue I had with them was because I had hand luggage. It was like, oh, like you haven't paid for that. But I thought it's hand luggage, you shouldn't have to pay for it. And that's like the first time I've kind of gone somewhere where someone said that to me. So I'm just thinking, you're just trying to, like, you're trying to rob
trying
me.
To
like, you're trying to bump me, kind of
hand luggage, how much are they charging?
I think it was like £50 or something.
What,
stupid.
For hand luggage?
Like, I felt like I was being bumped. Like, I genuinely thought, no, you're trying to rob me because I don't look like I do this much. So you're trying to get money.
It's got me. It's got a Rasta man going on. £50.
Yeah.
For your locks.
Yeah.
Just for the locks alone.
Lock luggage.
Lock luggage.
That's lock luggage.
And then they said that they're going to put it in the, what do you call that underbit of the plane?
The hole.
Yeah, there.
The hole.
So I was basically like, but it's literally just a rucksack. Like, why are you putting my rucksack? I can carry it. I can carry it in my hand. Cool. I've gone back and forth. Bear in mind, they've done the same to me, two other people I was with, and then like some other like young guys that was flying as well.
What colour?
There was white. There was Irish as well. So they're kicking off, but they're
No. He don't get racially abused. That's your team. Elves don't get racially abused.
So you what's happening to
Elves? In it,
Elves.
No.
What was happening to you at Lotus? What was happening to you?
No, that weren't racial.
Of course it was.
No, it wasn't.
Of course it was. You were in jeans and shoes. You were a dick.
Jeans, shoes, and a t-shirt.
Jeans, shoes, and an Ed Hardy top.
I weren't in that.
Oh, that's stupid.
But it, bro, it was just so, everything was disrespectful, but the youths behind me, I think they was having a worse day than I was having.
Why?
They had a bigger bag as well.
Yeah.
And this woman that was dealing with them basically was just like, your bag's too big to be hand luggage. And you know that stupid thing that they always have at the boarding? She's taken, like, snatched it off him and said, look, and like kept throwing his bag, like banging the thing, saying, it can't fit. So £50, we're not getting on the flight. And then, like, I think more of, like, the male staff have come from, like, the back or where the plane was. And they've started arguing with her, like, basically backing her. This you basically says, so if I smack you now, then what? I
was thinking, shit. Sure that weren't you, Els?
No, I promise you it weren't
me. I
had somewhere to be.
Slap it on the what?
Yeah.
I slap it on my lats.
Pussy one. I'm
going to flash my lats in her face. I'm going to just flash my lats in her face.
I strangle him.
Thinking of strangle him, look.
Strangle him, relax.
Yeah, we'll hang you.
That's fucking stupid.
Hang you for...
But that whole kerfuffle, that whole argument, that whole, like, everything they did was so unnecessary. If you just treated people with respect, if there was an actual fee, they should make that clear, like, hand luggage, like, you have to pay for it. Like, none of that was done. And then on top of that, everyone's being rude. The flight was delayed on top of that, because I think, because people are arguing all of that. I just said to myself, there's no way I would ever pay for it. Like, even if I swear to God, if the ticket is triple the money, I'll pay the money. I'll ride back to Ireland before I get on another Ryanair flight.
Do you know what's so mad? Yeah, those airlines, they're violating it these days. Like, you see, like,
the cheap ones.
Yeah, like, the bro, I went on Wizz. Yeah,
that even sounds bad.
And the flight was cheap, because that's how they get you, you know? Yeah. Like, the flight's cheap. Well, like, you'll see...
Like, £20-£30.
Bro, like, I think I was going to Turkey, yeah?
Scores, yeah.
I was going to Turkey, and the flight was, like, £150 return or something like that, yeah? But the other flights were, like £320. So I'm thinking, wow, £150 return.
This is calm, yeah.
This is calm.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Exactly. I can see that.
Yeah,
that's how they get you.
What, 3.5 hours? That's calm.
That's calm, yeah, it's calm.
So I click it now, and then I go in, and then there's so much extras. Hand luggage.
Yeah.
Leg room.
Window seat costs more.
A phone. Passport. Do you want food? By the time you've added on all this stuff, it's
six meals.
Yeah, it's six meals.
Yeah. You got to go in there and just raw dog.
And the thing is, yeah, like you see, us, yeah, you know, us black people. When we see a deal, we need that deal to be that, yeah. Like you, bro, and you see, like, things like, oh, like when things say from £100,
yeah.
I don't see from. I see.
We see. Yeah,
it's £100. That's what I see as well.
Because that's what gets us, you know. Yeah, like when you're looking at these deals and things, and they get you.
It's the small print.
Yeah. Bro, if you'll see, oh, in Jamaica return from £100.
And you'd be like, yo, son.
You'd be thinking, what?
That's a bargain. Yeah. Let me.
By the time you go in it, £2,500.
Or it's just
one way.
Or it's, yeah, yeah, yeah.
£2,500.
Or it's a mad journey with mad
middle
stops.
Seat.
No luggage, though. There's no luggage.
Three stops.
Go to Jamaica with no luggage.
It's going to New York, to Miami, and then to Jamaica.
Yeah, that's way too mad.
But yeah, no, Ryanair.
I promise you, if I ever say I'm getting on a Ryanair flight,
yeah, you've lost yourself.
I've lost myself.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I'm not doing it.
No, fair. But yeah, no, everyone have to like, comment, subscribe, and let us know who they had the maddest experience.
Yeah, and let us know who you're boycotting as well and why.
Yeah, man.
And we might join you if it's bad enough.
Yeah.
Give us some stories.
Yeah, we'll join you, please. But please, as Fionn said, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I think we're close to 5K subscribers now, aren't we?
Trying to get to 10K.
Yeah, close to 5.
And we're very close to 20K on TikTok.
Yeah. And we might have that by the time this comes out, to be fair.
Yeah. And we're close to
10K
on Instagram. 10K on Instagram.
Yeah.
We're pushing.
Yeah, we're pushing.
And the milestones. And we've got
100 people on Twitter.
And we're close to 100.
Yeah, don't worry. Twitter won't work. Twitter, we're coming.
Yeah.
See, Twitter, you don't even know what's coming.
Yeah.
We've got some serious work for you on Twitter.
So please,
yeah. 40 followers.
Yeah, keep on doing it. We're trying to get to 41.
Yeah. Our friends and family.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no. Thank you though. This has been the Koppo Show, formerly known as the Koppo Podcast. I've been Big Jordy Jaws. Today's parent and guardian.
Yeah, not mine. But L's, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's the boy Fionn, the one you will come to see, man.
Till next time, people.
Peace.